contact James live on the air several different ways. You can call by phone, toll free in the United States and Canada at 888-863-2722. If you have internet access, point your browser to www.feettofire.com. That's www.feet2fire.com. And check the left of the screen for the How to Participate text and click. You can then choose Direct Chat with James or join the official group chat room. You can send email to James at f2f@ipsmediaworks.net. And now, live from Chicago, here is the Black Knight of Talk Radio, James Arthur Yontzeff.
All right, we are back, and we are live, and we're going to be talking 9-11 in particular. What exactly, well, I want to say brought down, but better would remove the buildings. Dr. Judy Wood, her website, drjudywood.com, says it's direct energy weapons of unknown mechanical origin, which was used to disintegrate, dustify was her word, the buildings on 9-11, and which has created quite a stir. There's a division in the 9-11 community and so forth, some people calling each other crazy and not crazy and all that kind of stuff. But we had a request from listener to have her on to talk about her piece. I've looked into it. It's very interesting. And she is, from 1999 to 2006, Dr. Wood has been an assistant professor in the mechanical engineering department of Clemson University in Clemson, South Carolina. Before moving to Clemson, she spent 3 years as a postdoctoral research associate in the Department of Engineering Science and Mechanics at Virginia Tech. Dr. Wood is currently writing a book with Morgan Reynolds based on the physical evidence for understanding and explaining the events on 9-11. Dr. Wood started to question the events of 9-11 that same day when she saw and heard on television was contradictory and appeared to violate the laws of physics. Since that day, she has used her knowledge of engineering mechanics to prove the collapse of the World Trade Center Twin Towers could not have happened as the public was sold. Well, I would definitely agree with that, and I would welcome you on to Feet the Fire, Doctor.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Well, I mentioned in the opening of the show, I heard about the whole 9-11 idea was late compared to a lot of people's. It was the 2004 when a guest was on unrelated to the topic and talked to me about it. And from there, I've had guests on and so forth and so on. And I kind of went into the camp of the demolition. So I'm very interested to hear your case. I've looked on your website, and I've actually seen a couple of interviews. From what I understand, your position is that this weapon had dissolved or disintegrated the building to dust, and that there wasn't a collapse, that the collapse by demolition does not fit the evidence.